This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a more joy-filled life. I completely get that your day is jam-packed, and I also know that if you want more joy, connection, and meaning in your everyday life, then you need to cultivate that on purpose. This quick hit episode is here to help you do just that. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Do you read for fun? If you're thinking, who has time for that? This is the episode for you. This is the call to joy for you. I loved reading as a kid, throughout school, even in college. In college, I took classes that were heavy on reading. Literature, philosophy, politics, theology. I loved to read, and I loved that someone would require me to read things that I normally wouldn't, and then that we would talk about them. And then I went to law school, and I guess all the required reading there really sucked the joy right out of reading for me. In fact, compared to what I read in college, I barely read at all for fun during law school and as a practicing attorney. If I did read, it was usually something very silly, trying to just escape, like Confessions of a Shopaholic or a parenting book. I read so many parenting books. I think I might have read everyone that was in existence between 2008 and 2011, but I didn't otherwise really read for fun. I didn't read for the pure joy of reading. That changed for me in 2016 when I was pregnant with our fourth kiddo. During that time, I was up almost every single night from 2 in the morning till 5 in the morning. I just couldn't sleep at all, and I was so tired, it's not like I could get out of bed and do any work. So what I did was I read, and it was that pregnancy, that time awake in those early hours that really reawakened my love of reading. In fact, we actually ended up naming the baby after a character in a book I was reading at the time that he was born. What I discovered during that time was just how much I loved reading and how even if I could read just a few minutes a day here and there, even if I could read right before I went to bed, that I could have a routine that would bring me a lot of joy. And so now I build reading into my bedtime routine. In fact, it's a running joke in my house about how no one can sleep if I can't find my Kindle. I definitely use a Kindle because I just don't have the space right now for physical books. And it's easier for me to read with a baby in my arms and a Kindle than it is for me to read a regular book. For all you book lovers, though, don't hate on me too much. I totally agree that a Kindle does not compare in any way to the feel of holding a real book, turning the pages, even the smell of pages. If, like me, you used to read for fun and have somehow lost time and space for that, consider this episode your permission slip to reactivate your library card. And make sure you head over to Mom First on Facebook. Let me know what you're reading. I can't wait to see you there. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.